I'm going to excerpt from the last section, and I want to explain something first, because what invariably happens is that I underestimate, as I did this evening, how long I would putter along in the other poems, and wind up excerpting the fewest from what is, I think, the longest section, the last in this book. It's called Constant Feelings. And what I really wanted to do after I realized I was doing something, doing a cheater's version of a long poem, i.e. a sequence, after I realized I was doing a sequence, and after I realized what it was about, and after I realized, you know, where it might go, after I'd stumbled along enough, that is, to, you know, have discovered something I hoped, I wanted to create an affirmative but not simple-minded statement based on the facts. So, and I, of course, can't say whether I succeeded or not. But finally, the book does end on what the conductor used to call the upbeat. And I'll excerpt just a few to try to indicate it. I promised I would read these first two. One's called The Oldest Child. My oldest son is 12. His name is Nathan. And the oldest child always has a special role, of course, because he has to educate the parents. And he goes through his childhood as if he were beating his head against a stone wall. Makes it easier for the next child. So this is called The Oldest Child. Nathan proceeds by his head as through stone walls, or an arrow through a conduit. But the substance of this pointed love cuts deep channels a bucket couldn't touch, is bloodletting and heartbreaking and the crush of bone wanting breath. Nathan proceeds as if he believed everything will be all right if we can put on the thimbles. It will be okay when we cover the candles and so move into the dark without weapons. All right when the white weave of intentions is brought to surgery in the poem. Nathan helpless before his soft insides. Nathan with real and natural mothers. Nathan like water to whom ice has closed off the avenues of escape. Nathan goes forward past stars, fathers, dark to his own lights. His glands swell, his hurt heart hardens.